Let's bring in our guest this morning who's here. Al, at any second now, will pick up on what I'm saying and wheel our guest in to see us. And we even have his very own jingle.
Do we? Yeah. Oh, actually, two versions.
Well, yeah, well, that's fine. Right? The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Phil Glenister. Phil Glenister. International Radio 1. Here is the fine actor that is Philip, a.k.a. Phil Glenister. Is Phil all right?
Phil's fine, Christopher. Right.
Did you hear your jingle there?
No.
Your very own jingle.
I've got my own jingle.
Yeah, do you want to put the headphones on? You have a listen? The Chris Moyle Show. Today with Phil Glenister. There you are.
Oh, international.
You ever played a DJ before?
No. I did a bit of DJing years ago, hospital radio.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? What, because you fancy doing it, or you
to
just...
meet girls.
No, you didn't. What, in hospital? What, they can't run away?
Yeah, exactly. Captive audience.
Yeah, no, I did, but I remember they had this great list of records you couldn't play.
Right.
Things like Staying Alive. Mm.
First Cut is the Deepest.
And All the Heart, First Cut is the Deepest, yeah, all that.
Jump. A good heart these days is hard to find, those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. My heart is
killing me softly.
Killing me softly, yeah, it was a good one.
That is true. You've got to be careful. I did hospital radio, it was based in a mental hospital.
Mm, nice.
In the days when they were called mental hospitals and not whatever the PC phrase would be now, I don't know.
It's now just flats.
It is, it's just flats now. I don't know what they did. I don't know whether the mental patients live in the flats or they're just roaming around Wakefield now going, I'm a Mars.
Redeveloped Stanley Road.
But anyway, there you are. Now then, Philip Glenister.
Yes.
First of all, you were late and you blamed that on?
Oh, gosh. Bad drive. Honestly, London's a nightmare. Some bloke who's trying to reverse a truck, what do you call it, with building stuff on him, couldn't drive, useless.
So he held you up?
Yes. And I have to come from southwest London. I live in the suburbs.
Well, it's your fault.
It's lovely.
If you were sensible and lived near a town, you wouldn't have these
Well,
problems.
I can't afford to like you.
What? With? Oh, please.
Where do you live? You live somewhere posh.
No, at all. I live in Hampstead.
Oh, lovely.
No, I don't.
What, near the Heath?
Not far. a little walk away.
A little hop, skip and a jump. A
little stroll.
Well, I've never personally walked. I always have a driver. But, yes, it's quite a little helicopter ride away from the Heath.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And pad.
Yes. I'd like to go and look for a little... I don't know where I'm going with this. So you're busy. I saw you with Jonathan Ross on Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, we were on Jonathan Ross's show. And obviously, actually started last week. So we're just getting a bit more press, just throwing it in people's faces. Sick of the sight of us, probably.
No, it's good.
You know.
It's good.
And then, so the show's up and running.
Now, do you watch yourself back? Are you interested in watching what you do?
Yeah, I sort of...
did you Sky Plus it the other night?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Did you? Well, you got to get the ratings up.
I want to get the ratings.
No, I don't blame you.
Does that all count when you Sky Plus it?
Yeah, they do. They add a certain amount. There's sort of a fixed figure.
Oh, I see.
But they generally anticipate that it would be about sort of 300,000, 400,000, something like that.
Well, not only did I Sky Plus it, but I also watched it live, and it's series linked. And it's got the blue keep button on. Cause I'm gonna
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Groovy.
Because I'll have to go back and watch them, and then I get sent the DVD.
Yeah.
And then I'll delete them off the Sky. It's brilliant.
And then I keep the DVDs.
Come on.
Me.
You like that?
Rocking.
Like them apples.
That's the finest compliment to put the keep sign next to a programme.
Isn't that Sky Plusing just the best?
Mm, it is great, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you know what I've got on keep at the moment? I've still got Dean Gaffney on I'm a Celebrity when he had to do all them trial things. Do his... And I've only kept it for one reason, and I've said this before. Well, he's covered in gunge. He can't see him. He's literally made two holes for his eyes. He's absolutely shaking with fear. He's done all these things. And they go, well, well done, Dean. You can now go to the camp. You've got 9 stars and the camp can eat. Thanks, guys. And he walks off. And just as it cuts back to Ant and Deck, before they say anything, you just hear this. Help! And every time, and that didn't crease up.
It was classic television, wasn't it?
Oh, dear.
And do you know what? I remember the last time I did that story as well, I suddenly realised I've got to not kick that desk behind.
Why?
Because it really hurts.
Oh.
I don't know what... It's made out of some kind of...
Metal.
Yeah. Bizarre substance that hurts feet. Well, listen, I watched it the other night. I really liked it. I thought it was great. And I think I said to you before, when I was in Gene's office with you that time, I thought it was just, I thought it was a spin-off. And I thought it was just all about you guys. I thought they'd go, well, that's good. We'll take that element and we'll just write a spin-off. But I didn't realise that the Keely's character and all that would go back and da-da-da-da-da. So that's quite nice. And I wasn't sure if that would work, but I'm quite intrigued now. And it's a different show.
It is a completely different show. There's no point in making. I mean, if people are expecting Life on Mars, I keep sort of reiterating this, but then they're going to be disappointed.
Don't have to get it.
It's not. You've got to, and it's certainly it's one of those things. You've got to give it a couple of episodes to really get going with it, and see where the story's going, because it's got some great sort of twists coming up in it, and it's quite complex.
I don't like the scary bits though.
What, the
like
the
when
clown?
Clowns
are freaky, though,
I don't like clowns.
You got a bit of a phobia about it. A lot of people have.
I think so, yeah. And do you know what it was? Do you know the song, Sending the Clowns?
Yeah.
It makes me cry.
Oh.
And I think that coupled with clowns that don't smile.
I thought it was Sending the Clouds. Was it clowns?
Clowns.
I thought it was about clouds.
Why would you send in clowns?
A bit of rain?
How would you do that?
Kate Bush did, didn't she, in that song?
Yeah.
Running up that hill.
Yeah. No, cloud busting.
Oh, right.
Sent
Kate Bush did, didn't she?
Cloud busters. I used to know an American who always thought Penny Lane was Andy Lane. For years. So that's Andy Lane.
Is it my?
Yeah.
I was listening to Michael Jackson yesterday in the car.
Really?
Normally I ignore him, but this time round I said, all right. So I opened up the back of the boot and said, go on, you can speak. And, I'm listening to Man in the Mirror.
It's a great record.
Oh, that's a good song.
And there's a line in Man in the Mirror, which I've always thought was one thing, and for the first time ever yesterday, I heard it and went, oh my God, I've been singing the wrong thing for years.
Which one was it?
It's the line where he says, as I turned up my collar.
Yeah.
I always just sang, and I know it doesn't make any sense now, but I always sang, as I turned up my collarbone. And I don't know why I sang collarbone.
Because you can't turn up your collarbone.
Of course you can't. But that's what I've been singing for 20 years.
And what was it?
I think it's as I turned up the collar on my favourite winter coat.
I'll look it up for you.
Do.
Can't wait.
I'll be back to you shortly.
Get me that answer.
Collar.
Please, can I be Gene's kind of nephew? Just for one line in the second series.
What would you be called?
Brian. I don't care. I really don't care.
Brian.
I really don't care.
Brian, make me tea. Now. All right, Uncle Gene.
That'll do me. Or I'll do this.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
That's my nephew there.
It's not what, it's pardon. And put your tie up. Go to school.
See? Brilliant.
Right, the answer is...
Right.
As I turn up the collar on my favourite winter coat,
the
wind is blowing my mind.
So it's not collarbone.
Is that off Bad? It's Bad, isn't it?
It was off the Bad album.
Because they're re-releasing Thriller, aren't they?
Yeah, 25 years. That's scary, isn't it?
Is it 1981?
No, 1983.
Yeah, can't add up.
Good Lord.
Scary.
So, first show went out on Thursday night. If anybody has missed this, and I know we talk about this a lot, but the BBC iPlayer is brilliant.
Mm. Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
It is brilliant.
I'm not very good with computers.
Have a look at this. I'll do it for you.
Oh, you're going to show him?
Yeah.
Anybody who's got a computer with decent internet connection, if you missed Ashes to Ashes, you can watch it today at work, at college, at home. Or if you're Dave, you break the monitor.
Well, no, I've just pulled the power out the back. Right, here we go. You see that, Philip?
Yeah.
So, the BBC iPlayer, and then you do, like, last 7 days, or you can find stuff A to Z. So if you wanted to do that, we go A to Z, and then we put A, obviously, for Ashes to Ashes.
Wow.
It makes sense. So click on that one. And then...
This is great radio, isn't it?
What it does is it makes the...
It's on page two.
Yes.
Antiques Roadshow around the world. Arthur.
Yes.
Page three.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
There you go. Right.
Ashes
to Ashes between Arthur and the baby borrowers.
Oh, Bargain Hunt.
That's under B.
I thought it was me.
No.
So you click on that. Look, episode one.
Oh, yeah.
Click to play.
Yeah, it's great. See that?
And it's good.
Love it.
Isn't it clever?
Well, hang on. That's a picture of a rabbit.
It's the BBC One logo. Yeah. Obviously, there's not a rabbit in it.
I was going to say. Looks a bit...
Right, here we go, she's about to start.
Has it started yet?
It's just firing up now.
Hello, my name is Dean Hunt, and welcome to Ashes to Ashes. Yeah, what they've done is, to save paying the actors again, they remake it.
Do they, with their own?
Yeah.
Who's playing me?
I do.
Excellent.
Hello, Gene Hunt here. Oh, you baddies. I'm going to shoot you in that. Blimey. Look at that lady. She's got tights on. She looks hot. What's your name?
Oh, you naughty bad man.
Maureen.
Not Maureen. There's no Maureen in Ashes to Ashes.
There is now.
Should be.
Vosine for me air, but not Maureen.
Maureen. We should call her Mo. No, make me tea, Mo.
So now you've seen the BBC iPlayer. Yeah, now,
fantastic.
What? Tell Philip, Dave, what the iPlayer does.
It makes the unmissable unmissable.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
That's right.
So if you miss a BBC programme,
on the BBC,
you have 7 days to then go.
What happens after 7 days?
Then it gets wiped.
Yeah. It gets wiped.
Yeah. But you see, with you, obviously, then it will be replaced by episode two of Ashes to Ashes.
But you need to know about this because.
This is fantastic. Do I get money for this?
Well, this is it.
Do we not get money?
I don't know.
Outrageous.
But what if, like, 500,000 people watch it this week on the computer?
Well, exactly.
More viewers.
Yeah, but does that get added to the final thingy?
Know.
You know, there's also obsessive ratings.
Ring up and go, I want my figures from my show from the iPlayer.
Oh, darling, I get them.
I do. You.
They text them to me every morning.
Mr. Dennister, the figures have arrived.
What are they? What time's lunch?
I can't wait for Philip Glenister to go mad and lose it, and he has a split personality between him and Gene Hook.
Yeah, it could have happened.
Hello, Philip here.
Where's my tea?
Any second, can I have a sugar? Lovely. Right, we've got lots to talk to you about.
Right.
So, settle yourself in. We'll get you another coffee.
Lovely.
Or whatever. Meanwhile, Comedy Dave, Genius Link, how do you get to today's track from yesterday's track? Every last second there of Young Disciples and Apparently Nothing here on Radio 1 with the time coming up to 4 big radio minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. That was Dave's tedious link. Dave, though, tell me, was it a seamless link or were there any problems in there?
Well, there was apparently nothing wrong with the link, bar one thing, that being that it wasn't Jeremy Vine that was on Fame Academy, it was his comedian brother Tim Vine.
Jeremy Vine went to support his brother
he
Tim
did,
Vine,
which
so
is...
he was actually on Fame Academy one night.
Bingo, which is where I was getting confused, because I remember I'd seen Jeremy Vine on there, but it was Tim who was competing. Other than that, seamless.
Right. Well done. Good. And I say that song again. I know Philip was thoroughly enjoying the vocal style of Carlene Anderson.
He was bopping away, wasn't he?
What was the last CD you bought or the last track you downloaded?
The last CD... Oh, I didn't download any. The last CD I bought... Crikey. I can't remember.
Brilliant. I'm so pleased I asked that question.
Beatles,
so you not
I
got
think,
an iPod?
That thingy that... I have, but I don't know how to use it.
But who's put some music on it for you?
No, people.
Do you have staff to do that?
I have staff to do that. No, I'll get round to it eventually. I've got this MP3 player.
It's so easy.
I know it is. I'm just lazy. I'm so busy.
But it's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? But what does it cost? You put, you go to iTunes or something?
Yeah, if you...
Was it 70p a shot or something?
79p a track, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can buy an album for like £8.
Yeah, right.
It's great, and you can, and there's all these different ones, you know, other music sites are available, but you can go to them, you can buy what you want, it's great.
Okay.
Come around ours one day, have a brew, and I'll show you what to do.
Marvellous. MP3 player, put it on that.
And have a brew, I'll show you what to do.
You could download our podcast too. You could hear the best of the Chris Moore Show each week.
Well, I hope I'm on that.
And that's free. You'll be on it next week.
Great. Magic. Oh, that's another radio station. Stop it.
Hey, that's Dr. Fox. You just plugged Dr. Fox, Philip. And
Dr.
I never thought
Fox.
I'd say that on Radio 1. Mm. Right, it's half time of the show. It's the bit where Dave's going to say... That'll do. Hey, had a text.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this wrong, but coulrophobia is an irrational fear of clowns.
Is it?
Say hi to Phil for me from Hugo's Bean.
From who?
From Hugo.
Hugo.
Spears. Actor.
Oh, yeah, Northern. Hugo. Morning, yeah. Hugo.
Northerner.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Can't handle his drink, that one.
Really?
Mm.
Coulrophobia.
See, that's what it looks like. It's a fair of clowns. And we're talking about clowns because the clown featured in Ashes to Ashes, the brand new series on BBC One, starring Philip Glenister, our guest, who's a great actor who's been in many things and is currently plugging Ashes to Ashes because he's contractually obliged. And here he is this morning. Mm.
Morning, Ashes to Ashes.
Have you got anything else to do today?
Yeah, I've got to go work later. We're going to do some acting.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know what your first line is today?
It might be something like, freeze or know my wrath.
Are you American?
Yeah.
Wicked!
Mm. Playing a guy called Rupert Galvin. Bit camp, innit?
That's alright.
So scary.
Rupert Galvin.
And what is Rupert Galvin?
He's a vampire slayer.
A vampire slayer?
Yes, my friend.
I like that.
He looks after this kid who's the last Van Helsing, obviously, and he's just like, make sure he doesn't get chewed by the vampires. Something like that.
Enjoying it.
It's a bit like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Well, I never saw that, so it's a genre that I'm not really familiar with.
That's all right.
iPods, I can't do. Vampires, I'm so old fashioned.
Don't make yourself sound so old, though.
I am.
You're a young man. Were you 34? You know, you're a young man.
Yes. Young.
Hey, we have some facts about Philip Glenister. Let's run through some of these and find out if they're true or false. Philip was born in Harrow, northwest London. The son of a TV director.
True.
Did he direct Touch of Frost?
Yeah.
They're selling Frost's car.
Are they? What did he drive?
Was Touch of Frost David Jason?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Rob DJ was telling me that Yorkshire Telly are wanting to get rid of, sell the Frost car they used to drive, but apparently it's all bad and bruised, no one wants it, they're going to chuck it away.
What was the Frost car? Do we know?
I'll have a look for that.
That's all I know about the story. Yeah. Not the best story I've ever told, but still.
Story nonetheless.
The younger brother of Robert, who also stars in many things, as well as Hustle.
Yes.
Philip's childhood dream was to become a milkman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Richard E. Grant encouraged him to go to drama school.
Mm-hmm.
Philip studied with Graham Norton.
Well, we were in different years.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't know him?
I did, but, not sort of that well.
Right.
Because he had his friends in his year and I had my friends in my year. We were very much keeping about your own year. They were like the prefects, you know what I mean?
Was he a bit of a...
Well, I was the first year and I think he was the second or third year. And Jason Isaacs and Rufus Sue and all that, so we all looked up to them because they.
Is Graham Norton older than you?
No, he's younger, but because he was in a year above, you all thought that they appeared older.
Right. Philip reckons that Johnny Depp or Nick Nolte should play Gene Hunt in the US version of Life on Mars.
Do I?
Apparently so.
No, I think they should make a musical of Life on Mars.
Oh,
Barrowman and Ball.
That would just be silly.
Do you think it'd be a winner?
Are they doing a US version?
I think they've done it, the pilot.
Why didn't you do it?
Because I would have ended up in a loony bin. Can you imagine doing 6 months Gene Hunt here, 6 months there? I would have gone mad.
But you can do the accent.
You'd have been loaded.
I'm Gene Hunt.
You'd have been loaded.
What?
You'd have been loaded.
Oh, I'm loaded anyway, my friend. No, I'm not. It's not true. I work for the BBC. Well, no, I couldn't have done it,
right.
American. It would have been really bizarre,
right,
to try and play him as an American. I can't imagine what it would be like. There's two Irishmen doing it anyway.
Really?
It's Colm Meaney, who was in The Commitments in Star Trek.
Right, yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, and Jason O'Mara, who's an Irish actor who's playing Sam Tyler. So I'd love to see it, have a look at it. But I think they said it in LA as well, which I think is wrong. Should be a good dig.
I think it should have been set in New York or somewhere.
Detroit.
Mm.
Right.
Imagine the soundtrack. Set in Detroit, all that Motown stuff in the 70s. I mean, just all you need is Jackson 5.
Very clever. See?
But you see, don't listen to me. No. Should do, but I don't.
It'll be crap now.
Yeah, you got it.
Philip is not a fan of soap operas, but he has got a soft spot for Corrie. But EastEnders is, quote, up its own arse.
Again, you see the headline of the paper, it wasn't Philip Glenister says, it's a Gene Hunt. Gene Hunt says. It was Gene Hunt. No, I haven't got a thing against
that. Do you know what? This is so, you're going to end up, your relationship, Philip Glenister, your relationship with Gene Hunt, I reckon, is going to be very, very similar to Keith Orville's relationship with Orville.
Mm. Oh,
Keith Harris, rather, and Orville.
Not Keith Horville.
Not Keith Horville. Orville.
Yeah. If you see me wandering around in a camel coat around London, talking to myself... Sort me out.
Apparently I hate Gene Hunt, and he hates you too. Oh, shut it. You shut it. Sat on a little part of Ben somewhere.
It's like Mickey and Jessica in Heroes.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just it like is.
She was a Blue Sierra, apparently, if you're wondering.
What was it? There you go. Sierra? Frost, yeah.
That's a bit dull.
In the 80s, Philip was making out with girls while listening to Human League, wanting to be Simon Le Bon and spending a lot of time squeezing his spot. These are quotes, apparently.
Well, for me?
Yep.
That's new.
Is Philip ambitious? I've got two small children. I'm too knackered to be ambitious.
I don't remember any of these. I must have been down the boozer.
I'd like to give all my money that I've made from Asher to Asher to my friends Chris and Dave on Radio 1. Yeah.
They're an inspiration
to
me.
For them to do whatever they want to do with. Wow.
You know.
You're a very generous man.
I'm a very nice guy.
So Ashes to Ashes is Thursday nights, 9 o'clock on BBC One, and if you haven't seen it, you can watch it any time. You've got till Thursday to watch it on the BBC iPlayer.
Mm. Well, do I get money from that?
No.
Then don't bother.
And it's, I really like it. I can't wait to see the second one.
Good. Very second excited. One's good, actually.
Yeah?
It's Royal Wedding. Yeah. Gene thinks he's going to become a special protection officer for Diane Charles. Got a great line in it. I'm not sure if I can say it, actually.
Is it rude?
Well, it's just about the twanging of the royal hymen.
Okay. Probably not.
Probably not, probably yeah.
Not. Oh. Sorry. Oh, it's a cracking line. Come on, lighten up, audience.
Can you do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Watch the programme, 9 o'clock on Thursday.
What's the programme?
The programme.
What's the programme?
I sounded a bit Carol Thatcher then, didn't I?
Alan Jones.
So and then you're filming this other thing with the vampire-y things.
Yeah.
So
today.
So what are you out killing vampires today?
I'm in a cemetery somewhere in North London.
Wicked.
Lucky old me. Yeah. I can't remember what I'm doing today. I'll find out when I get there.
And what else? What do you have in the pipeline for the future?
A break. A rest.
Right.
Basically, I'm going to finish this and just have some time off.
How long will you take off?
Hopefully, we'll do a second series of Ashes. Sort of, second half of the year.
Wicked.
I think we need to do one more series.
Ready? Ready, watch this.
Right.
Dad! 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 What do you think?
I mean,
I'll shave and I'll be all clean shaven so I look younger.
Lovely.
So it's believable.
I still think we should go with the musical. I think it would be fantastic. Barrowman and Bull, what a partnership.
Look at my father standing there.
Shut up, stop singing. I think it could work.
I think it'd be a winner.
You and me, Dave, could play Gene Hunt's kids.
We could do.
Right, ready?
Yes.
So let's see your...
What, singing?
Voice. No, just talking.
Right. You could just sing anyway in the TV show.
Yeah.
Hello, father.
Blimey, where are you from?
How are you?
I was trying to get into part.
I didn't know Gene Hunt was from Berkshire.
I did GCSE drama. Gotta see.
Dad, I think I'm, or he is, adopted, but one of us, because he's not right.
He's from the Shires.
I'm very different.
Peter, what time are you finishing work today?
You're adopted, you. Shut up and go back to boarding school.
Okay, cheerio.
You don't have to sing everything.
Everything.
Daddy, someone's robbing a bank over there. Where? Just over there, around the corner. Right, well, I better get some backup. No, they won't be gone before you.
I'll have a word with Bill Kenwright and put it on the stage.
Yeah, he's probably listening.
Mm.
Casting it as we speak. I'm telling you, Barrowman and Bull.
Well, we've been talking about doing Chris Moyle's show, the musical.
Yeah,
we?
Would you like to be in it?
No.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Could be your big break.
Well,
how rude, Rachel.
Chris Moyle's the music. Moyle's the musical.
Yeah, man, see?
Musical on
the Moylesicle.
Do you know what? Do you know what, Rachel? He's the wrong Glenister for it. Ring Robert.
Yeah.
Get his kid on the case. He'll do it.
The wrong Philip. I was going to Philip Schofield.
The thing is, though, Philip's lost it now. He's typecast, whereas Robert, he's still believable as his roles. I'm apparently, on the first day filming this new thing for ITV with the vampires, he walks on set, he went like that. Vampires? Where are they? Sorry, I'll do that again. Bring him on! Hey, no one takes a chunk out of me. Take that.
Yeah.
Shut it, Toothy. Draw my blood? I don't think so. I'll draw my gun. Click, click, bang, bang, see you later. Lunchtime.
That's not far from the truth, actually.
Right, you're more than welcome to stay, but we're going to beat you out.
Thank you.
Got the lap.
No, I know where it would lead them to. The interview is over, but you're more than welcome to stay, but if you do want to stay, you have to do the celebrity lap.
I've got to do the celebrity lap.
Yeah. Are you going
to
do it?
I'll do the celebrity lap.
It's contractual. Yes.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to take my shoes off because I might slip and break something, and then then they'll just be furious.
So have a look at, you'd probably be better keeping them on.
These?
He's got suede boots on, Rachel.
Oh, right, okay then.
Shh. Suede boots makes me sound loaded.
Why have you got boots on?
They're not real.
They're suedette.
Why?
Yeah. Have you been? Did you raid the wardrobe on the last day of filming?
Look, they're great.
Oh my God, you're Gene Hunt from the ankles down.
Have you seen the snake skins?
And you're wearing walking socks.
Quite tasty. Yeah, I am. Well, I knew I was coming to do this run.
So. Prepare.
Not a run. It was going to take you. It's going to take you 30 seconds.
Maybe to you, my friend, it's the Pennine way out there.
Well, all right then. Fine. Let's not get competitive. Philip Glenister is doing the celebrity lap coming up on Radio One. Rachel!
Coming up today on Radio 1 at 10, Jo Wiley continues her week of Brit nominee live lounges. Today, it's back for lashes. Edith's back from her holidays and is on at 1. She'll be talking movies. At 4, it's Scott Mills without Chappers this week. And at 7, it's Zane Lowe with live session tracks from Laura Marling.
Did you just say it's from who?
Laura Marling.
Oh, I like Lena Marling. Do you remember her? She was really good. Was she?
She was Norwegian or something.
Did you just say it's Scott Mills without Chappers all this week?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be listening to every second of that. I don't want to miss any of that with no Chappers.
Well, you have to go and listen again for yesterday's.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Philip.
Yeah.
Would you just do me one big favour?
What?
Would you just do with me one line from Ashes to Ashes as Gene? I'm really sorry, but I have to because
any particular line?
Yeah, I think you know the line.
Well,
Right.
Ready? After three.
One, two, three.
Moilsy, fire up the quattro.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Foles, Cassius. It's brand new music. You can download that as of next week, and it's in the shops in March.
Mega nice. Fresh.
Mega, mega fresh. Right, he's mic'd up, psyched up, ready for running. Let's just say hello to Mr. Philip Glenister.
I feel ridiculous.
You look great.
You look wicked.
Fire up the iPod, whatever it's called, iPlayer thing.
Is that all right?
Fire me up. Fire up Glenister.
By the way, if anybody from Audi's listening, Philip would like a free Audi because he drives around in one of the shows, so he'd like one in real life.
Great, massive, big one.
Yeah, he wants one specially made. He wants one like the original one in the show, but with the engine from an RS4. There you go.
Thanks, Chris.
Anytime. Right, so this is the moment of truth.
Right,
this is Mr. Philip Glenister.
Okay.
Philip Glenister is about to do the Chris Moyle Celebrity Lab.
Results.
Well, not yet. Easy, Tiger. Get back behind the line.
I haven't started yet. Oi, cheater mate. It's putting me back already. What?
This is the line here.
Yeah, I'm Gene Hunt. I cheat.
Sorry.
Right. Okay. And through there. All right.
Okay, so you're going through the door on the right, okay. Through the live lounge. When you come out that door, the live lounge.
Follow the arrows.
Right, and then.
Left.
There
are arrows.
Yeah, there's arrows. You're fine. Arrows.
I know. I'm not stupid.
Right, you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. No swearing, Minister. In 3, 2, 1, go! Right, Philip Glenister, Gene Hunt is doing the lap. Oh, he's got through the live lounge already. Has he gone the right way? Oh, you're not saying much. There he is, past the grandstand of fans. He should be going around Biggin's Bend.
Approaching Louis Walsh straight now, the final pit.
He'll be on Louis Walsh straight now, I'd imagine. Can you see him yet?
Here he comes.
Here comes Philip Glenister, and he is... Yes! You got a drink?
Yeah.
Is there a drink station halfway through now?
Did you get that from the vending machine?
Yeah.
How did you have time to put your money in?
Because I am a genius.
Wow. Choose C4.
Okay, count to 10 for me. Let's see how fit you are.
1, 2, 3.
Whoa, and he's down. He's collapsed. Ambulance.
Hey.
Wow, well done.
How was that for you, Philip?
Fantastic. Love to do it all again.
Well, is that the time?
Is that his time?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Philip Glenister. You are not as fast as Davina McColl. You are not as fast as Alan Carr. Or Justin Lee Collins. Or Kelly Osbourne. Or Mark Ronson. Or Cheggers. Your time, 26.49 seconds. Philip Glenister, you are in... You are first on the table if you start at the bottom and work upwards.
I stopped for a drink.
That's
that's my excuse.
That's what... Yes, but that's... That is sadly...
Am I really last?
Yeah.
God, they must be competitive.
Yeah, Davina took it very seriously.
Oh, yeah, season, very sure. seriously. Yeah. So you're...
It was wet.
You're an...
It wasn't wet.
You're wet.
And they weren't cleaning the carpets.
I want a W by my name.
Well, we discussed that earlier. You can have one. You're underneath Cheggers. How does that feel?
For a Tuesday morning, not great.
Listen, good sport. Thank you very much for doing that. And we videoed it with Glenister cam, helmet cam. Mm. There'll be a video on the website later.
Just advertising my drink.
Yeah. What are you drinking? Oh, I see you're drinking a tin of Audi. Yeah, that's nice.
Spunt.
Pardon?
Spunt.
Oh, right.
This is the drink from Alan Partridge.
Right.
Spunt.
Ashes to Ashes rolls on again on Thursday night, episode 2. Make sure you watch episode 1 on the iPlayer if you missed it. It is brilliant. And he's also now killing vampires, and that'll be on... When'll that be on? Later in the year.
Van Halen or whatever it is.
Van Halen, yes, jump.
My name's Eddie Van Halen. I kill vampires and bad rock stars.
I'm David Lee Roth. It'll take a great big chunk out of you.
David Lee Roth? Listen, love to the family, and thank you for coming
Thanks,
in.
Thanks, Chris.
Us.
Lovely to see you.
We have a little surprise for you outside. The St. John's Ambulance.
An Audi. Not an Audi.
Yeah, not an Audi. Not yet. We'll sort it out for you. Lovely. Hey, listen, my mate in Leeds, he steals to order, so...
Does he?
Yeah.
£350 and get you what you want.
Let me know.
So you do insurance, isn't it?
No. And also, there might be... I'm not going into it. Anyway, you don't get a key, but you can still start the car, if you know what I mean.
Excellent. Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Philip Glenister.
Thank you.
Hot man. Right, OK, good. We better get a move on, because we've only got half an hour of the show left.
Make sure you watch Ashes to Ashes. It's great. He drives an Audi.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio.